Okay, Be'ez Hashem, today we're continuing in the first parak, actually finishing the first parak and beginning the second parak of Maseches Yoma. So today we are up to Parak Aleph, Mishnah Ches. So we're now up to how the Kohen, after the we described how the Kohen Gadol stayed up all night, so now we're up to what happens first thing in the morning. So B'chol Yom, normally throughout the year, Tomrinus Mizbeach, B'kriyas HaGever, the Kohanim would take off some of the ashes from the Mizbeach as soon as the rooster would crow, meaning that was right before dawn, or right after dawn, right around the time of dawn, O Samachlo, right around that time, Bein Lefan of Bein La'achrav, either right before it or right after it. B'yom HaKippurim Echatzos, and Yom Kippur, though, the Kohen Gadol would do the Trumas HaDeshen sometime from midnight to the second half of the night. And that way, he would have time to rest before beginning the Avodas HaYom, because the Kohen Gadol had to do all of the Avodas of Yom Kippur all by himself, so the Chum wanted him to preserve his energy, so they sort of wanted to stretch out his schedule a little bit. So once he took off those the deshen, he was kept busy until it came time for the Karban Tamid, like we saw. They'd snap their fingers and they would teach him Torah and things like that. When it came time to for the Shalosh Rugalim, they would do the Tarmanes Sedeshen. They would take the Truma Sedeshen in the first watch and on, meaning after 1/3 of the night was over, because there was a lot to do in between the Truma Sedeshen and the beginning of the Avoda on the Yom Tovim, because there were so many after they did the Avoda of the Truma Sedeshen, all of the ashes of the different Kabbalos that were brought on the day before Yom Tov had to be shoveled into a big pile in the center of the Mizbeach to make room for the burning of the next day's karbanos. So there was a lot of work that had to be done, so they wanted to take care of the ashes early on in the night. And by the time the rooster would crow, the whole Azor was full of Jewish people waiting to bring their karbanos right after the Karban Tamid. So they couldn't wait until then to start separating the ashes, to start doing the Trumas Hadeshen. So this is the bridge Mishnah, right? This brings us into the next parak, which teaches us about the Truma Sedeshen. There are so many Kohanim on, you know, that worked each day. They would have to have one Kohen do each avoda. So Mishnah Aleph talks about how they would choose a Kohen each day to do the Truma Sedeshen. Barishona, initially, Kol Mi Sharotze Litrom Esemizbech Torim. Any Kohen who would volunteer to do the Truma Sedeshen would be the one that gets to do it. Meaning anyone. It doesn't mean any Kohen in the world. It means any Kohen from the family of Kohanim that was on duty that day would be the one that was able to do it, because it wasn't something you would think. It wasn't something that was a highly enviable or desirable job to be able to do. Ubizman Shein Merubin, and when there were many Kohanim that wanted to do that job, Ratzin Volin Makevich, they would race up the ramp for Kolakod Mischaver Barba Amosacha, and whoever got within 4 amos of the top of the ramp won the race, and he got the right to do the Truma Sedeshen. But if 2 people tied, Hamun Omer Lemitzbiu, the Mamuna, the person who was in charge over there, would tell them to put out their fingers, and the Kohanim would stand in a circle, and each would put out one of his fingers, and the announcement, they would just announce a random number that was much higher than whatever number of Kohanim they had there in the circle, and then they would just start with one of the Kohanim, and they would go around the circle counting fingers, and whichever one they landed on with a randomly chosen number, was the one that got to do the Truma Sedeshen. Umahin Motzin, how many fingers would they put out? Achas or Shtayim. They would either put out 1 or 2 fingers. Vein Motzin Agudal B'Migdash. But they would not stick out a thumb in the base of Migdash, because a Kohen could cheat if he'd put out a thumb and then another finger and he spread them very far apart. It would look like they would be counted as 2, because it looked like they were from 2 different people, since they're so far apart from each other. It might be confusing for the person doing the counting. So you get to stick 1 or 2 fingers out, but even if you stuck 2 fingers out, you only counted as 1. So it had to be 2 fingers that were very close to each other on the same hand. So to review what we learned today, in Parak Aleph Mishnah Ches, we said that every day they would do the Truma Sedeshen by the Kriyas HaGever, either a little bit before or a little bit after. On Yom Kippur, they would do it sometime after Chatzos HaLaila, and on the Sholosh Regalim, they would do it sometime after the Ashmur Rishona. And by the time the Kriyas HaGever happened, the whole Azara was full of Jewish people awaiting the Avoda of that day. And then Parak Beis, Mishnah Aleph, we said that initially anyone who wanted to do the Truma Sedeshen from the Mizbeach from the family of people who were working the Beis Hamikdash that day could choose to do it. And when there were too many people that wanted to do it, they would take a ra- they would make a, they would have a race, and whoever got to within 4 amos of the top of the mizbeach was the one that won that race. And if two people tied to get to within 4 amos of the top of the mizbeach, so the Muna would say, "Okay, stick out your fingers," and everyone would get in a circle and would stick out their finger, and they would pick a random number, and they would go around the circle counting that number of fingers until they got to the person who corresponded to that number, and he's the one that got to do the Trumas HaDashen. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll continue with Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel.